Hey folks, greetings from the Offensive Security Group here at Security 360, coming at you with a new episode of the Cyber Threat Perspective. You've got Mr. Darius and myself here with you today. And today we're talking about Burp Suite. Every January, PortSwigger releases its, you know, kind of annual game plan with regards to what they're going to add into the product, right? And for those of us that live in the web app sec world, it's kind of exciting. You know, imagine being a mechanic, and every year Mac Tools comes out with their newest tools, right? And so it's very interesting to us, and it's very relevant to our work. And so it's exciting for us. So hopefully it's exciting for you too. If it is, you know, like, subscribe, all that good stuff, depending on how you're consuming it. So yeah, man. So you want to give us kind of like, there's three, I guess, broad topics that we're going to talk about, like different kinds of Burp, right?
Yeah. So we all know Burp Suite, PortSwigger, you know, they generally go hand in hand with web app pen testing. But PortSwigger, there's actually kind of a few different products that they kind of offer. So first, you know, is Burp Suite Community and Professional. And that tends to be what people think about when they hear Burp Suite. On top of that, though, they have Burp Suite Enterprise. And so that's kind of one of their solutions to basically essentially automate scanning. You know, it's basically DAS scans, essentially. And then additionally, on top of that, which is really cool, recently they released Dastardly, which basically integrates in your CI/CD pipeline. So, you know, you push it out and then it automatically performs a scan, which I think is pretty cool. And then all of their products ultimately fall on, and I think this is really their bread and butter, the Burp Scanner. And so this is where it's actually, you know, performing the scans and, you know, basically says, hey, I found this thing and here is the finding and here's the proof. And so they've recently announced a couple of updates to their Burp Scanner, as well as Burp Suite Professional and then Enterprise as well. And a lot of those I'm actually really excited for, particularly the features that are going to be added to the Burp Scanner.
Agreed. Yeah, definitely. And so we'll kind of cover those, I guess, in order from the Burp Scanner, which as you mentioned, is kind of the core of basically everything that PortSwigger does. We'll talk about that, and then we'll go into the individual products and talk about what's exciting about that. I will tell you, several of these are substantial improvements in the scanner. And so do you want to get started and kind of tell us like what's your favorite improvement of the scanner? And then I'll jump into, it's probably the same stuff I'm looking about, right?
So, I think for me, the biggest improvement that I see as far as the Burp Scanner goes is they've added improvement for a lot of JavaScript frameworks. And really that just means we're going to be able to handle single page applications and dynamic pages. It's going to be basically more efficient. You're going to be able to find more. I think that's huge. Normally, when a lot of new web app pen testers start out, you know, you're used to dealing with multi-page applications and forms, and Burp Suite was always really, really great at that. But then you get to the point where it's just a single page application. Everything is just handled dynamically via some form of JavaScript framework. And just, you know, you're getting JSON back and you're dynamically putting everything where it needs to go. Burp would kind of fail to find stuff. And you had to manually go in and play around with things and find vulnerabilities. Well, based on what they're talking about, what they did is they've added improved scanning for JavaScript frameworks. And particularly what I find interesting is it seems like they focused a lot on the React library,
Agreed.
Which makes sense to me. React is, if I'm not mistaken, it's still the number one JavaScript framework that's being used out there. So, I mean, the fact that they've added detections with that in mind is awesome. And they've also are talking about the fact that, you know, we're not just focused on React because there are many JavaScript frameworks out there. They're also including, they're adding additional detections for Angular, Vue.js, and just all the other popular JavaScript frameworks as well. So that's one that I'm extremely excited for. If it can get to the point where, you know, someone has a spa and I can just let Burp go and it can, you know, it can at least, you know, give me a starting point to be able to say, hey, you know, let me go dig in on this a little bit more. that's going to be huge, and it's really going to save a lot of web app pen testers a significant amount of time.
Yeah. And, you know, that's really what Burp's all about for us, right? Is, you know, it is to us in the web app sec world, it is kind of the Nessa scanner, right? Or the OpenVAS vulnerability discovery tool. It's a little more significant in that way because we live inside the tool for the duration of the web app pen test for the most part. But you know, it's like you said, right? It gives us pointers as to where we can prioritize our effort, because on these very large web applications, you know, you can imagine pen testing versus Google's landing page, right? Single form field versus, you know, an Amazon store, which is going to have tens of thousands of pages and fields. And so this tool gives us efficiencies we may not otherwise have. Right. And to your point, there are certain apps that we will get in the queue that need to be pen tested. And we look at it and we go, oh, man, this is going to choke Burp so hard. And so, you know, we just know, right, because we've done so many of these that we realize this is going to be 100% manual. We can't rely on Burp to find any of this stuff. And a big portion of that, like you said, were the single page applications, right? The SPAs, the ones that were JavaScript heavy would usually choke Burp. And I think that's why they added the integrated browser component to it. And it sounds like they're going to improve that as well. Or they already have, I guess it's out already in December as an improvement. So one of mine, by the way, that I'm a big fan of, when we do APIs, okay. And a lot of people don't know this, we treat an API like a web app. The problem is, it does require specific knowledge about the functionality of the API for us to be able to perform testing. And we usually get that in the form of like a Swagger file or, you know, a Postman definition. The ability for Burp Suite now to ingest API definitions directly opens up a tremendous amount of flexibility for us, because now maybe we don't have to daisy chain multiple applications in a workflow to get it working the way that we had to do it previously. So yeah, I like that. I'm excited.
Yeah. I'll say that's kind of another thing I'm really excited for too. Yeah. Cause you know, for those who don't know, kind of, you know, our workflow for handling things is we would have a Postman collection, and Postman is just a way, it's basically a GUI for interacting with APIs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we work with clients. Eventually we would get a Postman collection that should outline the API. And then we would have to basically proxy from Postman to Burp Suite.
Yeah.
Yep. And so it works, you know, but it's just now now they've added this feature, we don't have to basically run through the entire collection in Postman just to get everything in Burp, so that now we can actually perform testing and fuzzing.
Exactly.
We can now just do everything in one application. So I think that's going to be a huge win, and really, you know, really just tremendous, great job on Port Swiggers for adding that.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
On top of that, you know, since we're talking about, you know, APIs, it looks like they've also added support for GraphQL, which I think is great to get ahead of that, because I do think more and more developers are starting to use GraphQL over a traditional REST API. So it's great that they're adding that as well. I know there's actually been a couple of like presentations and talks on, you know, how to exploit GraphQL if it's not, yeah, you know, set up and configured correctly. So I do think, you know, we as web app pen testers, we can expect to see more of it in the future.
Agreed. So,
you know, might as well hop on board. It's great they've hopped on board already, and we can, you know, start finding and exploiting these things.
Yeah. And, you know, I think Burp's doing the thing that a lot of extensible platforms do, like frameworks, where they're slowly ingesting add-ons. Right. So for the longest time, there were some really good Burp Suite extensions in the Burp Suite store where you could install GraphQL attack tools and enumeration and discovery tools and things like that. And so as a matter of fact, we should probably have a podcast on, we could do just Burp Suite extensions.
You're right.
You know, and so like there's some really cool ones like in the background right now. I'm running some scans and, you know, it's discovering things like AWS secrets that are embedded in JS libraries and stuff like that. But those are add-ons. And so it's cool to me to see Port Swigger recognize the work that the community has put in to get these created and then just ingest them into the bulk of the other products, right? So now it's not an extension anymore. It's part of the core functionality. They did the same thing with the, what was it? Retire.js. That used to be an extension. Now it's an inherent part of the Burp Suite scanner. So kudos to them on, you know, paying attention to what the community wants and needs, you know, in making that part of the core product. So that's really cool.
So that covers the scanner. I think next there's Burp Suite Enterprise. So that one, it's fairly, I want to say it's fairly newish. It might be a year or two.
It's maybe old. A year or two.
Yeah. Give or take.
Not 01. Good grief. 2021 is when it actually came out. It became popular. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's nice. At the end of the day, you know, it's a scanning engine and it's, you know, used to essentially automate, you know, hey, you know, you can basically give it a web app. It'll scan it and it'll basically say, hey, here's everything I found. I will say it's pretty good. But at least some of the things that I'm excited for in terms of what they added is, one, they've added the ability to export your results via XML. And one of the things that I specifically want to point out is in their kind of blog post talking about their updates, they mentioned Defect Dojo specifically in mind. They're like, hey,
isn't that cool?
We've added this feature so that we can integrate with Defect Dojo, which is crazy. And it just really, you know, props and kudos to Matt and his team. So if we know for our viewers who have been with us for a while, you may remember our podcast with Matt. And so it's just really cool to see one of our partners and friends and people we work closely with get that name recognition out there. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And it further illustrates how small the web app pen testing community is. You know, if you've been in the community for any period of time, man, you know, you just start to get to know people and it's cool because you get to see, you know, my buddy over here, his project gets integrated with my other buddy's project. And before you know it, you know, everything works really well together. So it's just super cool. It makes me really happy for the future of our, of this particular sport that we play.
For sure. So. Let's see. I think additionally, the only thing I can kind of think of that I think I really like and would really be helpful to those who use Burp Enterprise. They're still working on it, but, you know, being able to integrate it in a container, basically being able to deploy it in a container so that you can integrate it with your CI/CD pipeline. So I think once they're able to do that, that's going to be huge. However, they also have another product that kind of does something similar, and it's free, and it's Dastardly. I had the ability to kind of sit in. They had a webinar recently, and they kind of showed it off. And I do think, you know, we're talking about the emergence and the rise of DevSecOps. Somewhere in your pipeline, you need something, whether it's Burp Enterprise or Dastardly, or any other tons out there. Those are just kind of my personal favorite. I'm a Port Swigger guy. But you want something like that in your pipeline just to make sure that, you know, just common bugs and vulnerabilities aren't being made to production. It's just, it's at this point, you know, it's a no-brainer. And so I think that's once they really get that taken care of, I think that's going to be huge. And, you know, I kind of hope and expect to see a rise in, you know, Burp Enterprise, people using that in their DevSecOps as a part of their DevSecOps solution.
Yeah. And, you know, for those of you again, you know, who follow along, we offer DevSecOps as a solution, right? Where we integrate with the security team or the development team rather. You know, we partner with Faircode, we partner with some other folks, you know, we work with Defect Dojo. And so, you know, we did kind of we'll call it a study about the cost of bugs and, you know, looking at, you know, how much it costs an enterprise solution to publish a bug to production and then discover it via penetration testing. And, you know, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 times, right? So if we can find the bug during the CI/CD pipeline early enough, it'll cost you a couple hundred bucks, right? The cost of attending a meeting and saying, hey, that's not a secure way to solve that problem versus the $20,000, you know, it costs you to do a penetration test. And I think we estimated that a critical bug costs $10,000 to find and fix if you discover it during a penetration test, as opposed to $200 if you find it during, you know, the functional requirements meeting, the functional meeting. So, I say all of that to say this, that you're absolutely right, man. Not only is it a no-brainer, but at some point, it's a little silly not to do this because there are so many great tools out there. And now you can't even use the excuse that you don't have the talent in-house to do it because there are folks like us who will set it up and run it for you. And it's still cheaper than pen testing every single release of your application if you're a dev shop. So,
yeah, which it's great. It's great. I personally, I love finding vulnerabilities during a pen test, but you're exactly right. You know, if we can catch it earlier, it's going to, you know, your companies are much better off.
Yeah, it's not lost on me that I'm talking myself out of a job, right? Yeah. However, in the best interest of the people writing the code and the organization who needs to be profitable and successful, you know, pen testing is the least efficient way to find and fix issues. It's unfortunate because it's also the most fun way, at least for us.
Right. Yep. And then, you know, kind of keeping in the same vein where, you know, they're working on being able to deploy via a container. They've added the ability to deploy on Amazon.
Yeah, I saw that.
Via an AMI. So once again, it's like going back to, it's a no-brainer. They're making it so easy to deploy. You don't even have to worry about spinning up a server and configuring it. So, you know, huge win, I think, for Burp Enterprise.
So, you know, today, right now, you can pick up the phone and call Jira, Dratus, you can call Defect Dojo, and you can call Burp Suite and or you know, PortSwigger, and within a few days have an entire workflow built in Amazon for, you know, very moderate cost by comparison to other solutions. Man, it's a couple of mouse clicks away. Just go do it, you know?
Yep. I think it's really interesting just from an infrastructure perspective how the industry has changed. I remember when I first started my career, it was very much like, oh, there's a new service that the company's integrating. Oh, that means we're going to have to build a server. And, you know, let's go build a server. And like now it's just like, go deploy this thing. It's already, go deploy this thing, log in with the default creds, change it, configure it, you're done. So, man, it's
too easy not to do.
How much change, you know, has occurred.
Agreed. It's just too easy not to do, man. Yep. So, and I will say, I also like that they're, you know, Burp Suite, when it first came out, was really meant to be an enterprise solution where you as an organization bought it, brought it internally and used it. They are diverging a little bit from that by integrating some consulting capability, which is good for us to be able to use that where, you know, they allow you to, for example, track effort, you know, that's used within that, right? Within Burp Suite Enterprise. So it makes the tool more usable for us, which isn't a huge deal probably for the people listening, but it's tremendously valuable for us to be able to serve our clients better. So good stuff on that.
Agreed. And then next, and I think this is truly where kind of the bulk, like as I was reading this, I was like, pretty much everything, I was like, oh yeah, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. The updates to Burp Suite Professional, which is essentially what we use on every single engagement. This is where we live. It's our Swiss Army knife. Mm-hmm. It's super crucial to our workflow. And I guess at the top, and they're really touting it, is the fact that there's now a new Burp Suite API. And that just opens up an insane amount of possibilities as far as what we can automate and how we can improve our workflow. You know, they're talking about adding more and more support specifically for web apps in terms of their API. And it seems like they're really committed to adding more and more features to it. But man, I'm personally excited for that. I can't wait to be able to improve some of the scripts I've had right now. Yeah. I'm doing this awkward thing where I'm using an extension called Carbonator to basically, you know, execute things via Java because Burp Suite is written in Java. It's very awkward process, but it looks like if I'm reading this correctly, now I'm just going to be able to basically just
script it.
Yeah.
Script it with anything in any language you want. Yeah.
Yeah. So like the ability to really just script it out, kick it off, at least handle, you know, the boring steps of spidering and auditing a site. And then to even go a step further with it, you know, like, hey, you got these results back, being able to write and integrate some of the custom stuff I've written to validate Burp findings, like that's going to be huge. Yeah. And really, you know, I think not only will it impact our web app process, I think it even has the ability to improve our external pen test process too.
Yeah, agreed.
So
that right we leverage this on just about every type of engagement that we do. because it is that, you know, there's just like, man, there's just web interfaces everywhere, and that's just the reality of it. And so, you know, even when we're talking about mobile penetration testing, there's still an API that that mobile app is interacting with. And so, you know, I can't think of very many engagements that in some degree we're not interacting with HTTP, you know, web sockets, whatever it is. So yeah, we use it for everything. And having that ability to script and create automated test cases through the API just simplifies everything.
For sure.
So that's pretty awesome. I agree. So they're also doing some pretty cool developments with the collaborator. Yep. So let's talk about what that is. And a lot of people may not understand what a collaborator is. There are a lot of web application vulnerabilities that require an external resource, okay, like a bad guy server, for example, or require something to receive a request that is reflected through a web application through a vulnerability. And so the collaborator serves that function for us. It allows us to quickly, easily spin up those remote resources and interact with them through the web application. For example, if I am, you know, making a request to the server and trying to get the web server to maybe resolve a DNS, right? A DNS name. Then if I'm using Burp Collaborator, it will actually tell me like, hey, that was, there was a resolution request made. And therefore that server is reflecting DNS requests out through that user interface. And so that's really what it's for, right? It's one of the more advanced tools, and to see them adding it by default into intruder attacks. Yep. Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal, you know? And so just all of this reads like a pro ball list, man. I'm just really excited for a lot of this stuff.
For sure. I think if I'm reading correctly, it's going to get, it's going to have its own tab now. So that's going to be pretty cool, as opposed to kind of being hidden in some of the settings. It being integrated into Intruder, game changer.
Solid. Sure. Agreed.
Let's see. Other than that, they're adding a new testing workflow. So I think that'll be cool as far as, you know, we have our methodology for performing web app pen tests. Yeah. I think, you know, it's going to be awesome to be able to be like, hey, here's the methodology. Here's the workflow. Here are the action items. And, you know, right now we currently handle it outside of the tool, outside of the project. You know, we just check stuff off,
It's a little rudimentary the way that we do it, because there's just not a great way to do it. Right. And so, you know, we do it in text files and manually and all this stuff. And so being able to have that in the tool, I think is going to be huge for us, you know, especially if we can interact with it in real time, as in like, hey, I've completed the, 264 checks in the web testing guide version 4. You know, so I've completed all those checks, boom, this endpoint's gone. I don't need to worry about it anymore. And so I haven't actually like dug into the testing workflow yet, because I don't think I've done a web pen test since it came out. You may have had an opportunity, but I just really haven't looked at it, but it looks really cool.
Yeah, not yet, but I'm definitely going to use it on the next pen test.
Next week, right?
Sure. Yeah. So we'll show you, see how it goes. But I mean, assuming it works, if it works the way I would like it to, I think it's really going to, you know, one, from a collaboration perspective, to be able to work out of a single Burp project and to have other people hop on and help out.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's really I think it'll really help our team out. And then lastly, overall, they just updated the overall user interface. I think their interface was already pretty good. Yeah. But it seems like they've added the ability for us to create customized workspaces. And so that right there, once again, I like to customize my interface. So now that we can do that, like if there are certain things like SequenceR, for example, I use SequenceR a little bit. Do I use it all, you know, all the time? Not really. So I'm okay with putting SequenceR, you know, hidden in the settings at the top, as opposed to there just being a full tab always present. So.
And I would like the ability to be able to move, you know, like, for example, I use Joseph for attacking JWT, you know, JSON web tokens. And so, but I don't use that in every engagement. And so I would love to be able to have like a folder of tabs where I, you know, kind of like how I would organize browser tabs into groups. So I'm hoping to see that as a functionality coming out, but I would like to be able to move that into a separate workspace full of like very specific, like the GraphQL, you know, attacks, like all of those add-ons, you know, let's get all that stuff out of there. Right. Cause not every web app has that. So yep. I'd like to see that coming. But honestly, man, I don't have any complaints about the tool. It, you know, I remember its origins, you know, going all the way back to Rogan Dawes, if you're still out there, buddy. I remember using Web Scarab with you in the early 2000s, you know, and that kind of spawned Burp Suite. And so, you know, just seeing the evolution of this tool and where it is today, man, it is awesome. It's fantastic.
Yep. I can't keep, but like, you know, touting how great PortSwigger is for this, because they took a tool that pretty much every web app pen tester already uses. It was already the gold standard. It would be extremely easy to just be like, yeah, we're the gold standard. It works. People are happy. We're good. We're golden. Let's just sit back. But the fact that they're committed to continue, you know, adding these improvements, man, I just think that's huge from a company and industry perspective.
Agreed. And they practically give away the pro version. The pro version's a couple $100 per license. You know what I mean? Like even, you know, if I were not a professional web app pen tester and that was not my job, I would personally own a copy of Burp Suite because it's just that useful for just IT tasks, you know, for being able to be a proxy and troubleshoot problems and identify issues. You know, I just can't say enough good things about it, especially if we're looking at it from a value perspective, right? You know, it is that much. It's worth every penny and more, no question.
For sure. I say for those who are listeners who are just, you know, who do bug bounties, buy if you're using the computer.
Your first bug bounty.
Yeah, it'll make up for it. The moment
you'll pay for it.
Yeah, just get the pro version.
Yeah, agreed, man. And I mean, it literally pays for itself. It literally pays for itself if you're doing bug bounty stuff. So, yeah, man. So anything else you want to throw in there before we wrap up?
No, I think that's pretty much covers everything.
Yeah. Good.
So
listen, folks, if you like this, you like the content, like, subscribe. Most importantly, what helps us out is when you share it and get the word out about the work that we're doing. And give Burp Suite Pro a check, man. The PortSwigger folks that are doing the good work out there, really making, you know, these guys, if I had to make a bold statement, they are single-handedly improving the security of web applications on planet Earth at a significant rate. Like, we are able to do so much with the tools that they provide for us, and I can't thank them enough for it. So that said, we will see you guys next week.